Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell. We are so glad you're along with us for the fastest 2 hours in radio. And of course, our Major League Baseball preview continues. So as we continue to go around the horn this evening, we are now going to focus our attention on the AL West and the Houston Astros, who are coming off the only 300 loss season in franchise history. Fans certainly are having to exercise patience, and a new plan that is in place in 2014. We're going to see how it plays out. What are some of these long-term fixes? And it is always such a pleasure to welcome in our very own at Yahoo Sports Radio, Andy Pondillo. How are you, Andy? It's good to have you with us this evening.
I'm doing well, and patience for the Astros is a strong word because the city has completely lost it, but I'm here to give them good news.
Well, we are looking forward to some good news because, of course, the Astros, they are right here in our backyard, and I start rattling off the numbers. They went 51 and 111 last season. Please, Andy, give the Astro fans some hope tonight that things are going to be better. And if they are going to be better, how much better?
Well, things will be better. 70 wins is probably a goal for the Astros right now, which would be horrible for a lot of other teams in Major League Baseball. But for the Astros, just finding some success, starting to improve is the key right now, because you look at the last 3 years, it's gone from worse to really bad to what a lot of people presume was rock bottom. But they've completely redone the bullpen. Matt Albers, Chad Qualls, Jesse Crane, three solid veterans at the back end of the bullpen. It's going to help the youngsters who've struggled, who are kind of asked to do things out of their roles to try and close, try and set up games. Let them kind of settle in a little more, maybe doing more mop-up work, maybe someone to lean on. So it's a big key when you have veterans at the back end of the bullpen. That's going to help the Astros close out a lot of those games that got away from them last year. Many of their losses were in the seventh and the eighth inning. So once you eliminate that, there's still a lot of problems on the team, mainly just young players who are trying to get their feet wet. And the Astros are starting to have that conversion where you see big-name prospects getting close to the majors. George Springer, of note, should be coming to the Astros anytime, probably May or June if everything goes right.
Okay, so the Astros, what I hear you saying, they won't perhaps lose 100 games again, but they're not, or are they? Will they be at least at 500?
I don't think 500 is a reasonable expectation. I think it should be a goal for them. If they finish 500, that's like winning the World Series right now for the Astros. But I don't know if they quite have the talent to do that. They have that talent in the minor leagues. They probably won't have all of their main guys up within the next season. So I think next year is the real target year. The Astros are looking to be truly competitive. However, I think the AL West, though, a lot of the experts around the league will say that that's a very strong division. I think that that division's up for grabs, and when you see something like that, I think that should motivate the Astros to try and be that spoiler team. I think they can win 70 games, and I think that they can be at least semi-competitive to the point where they can mess somebody's season up if they do something right.
Well, Andy, you are right on the money. You talk about the AL West. It is a very tough division. What do you see as the true strength, the core, when you talk about the Astros? What is their strength?
The strength for the Astros is their minor league system, number one minor league system in baseball, and it's going to stay that way for the next couple of years. You're looking at a Mark Appel who can come up sometime this season, a number one pick from last season. And then you also have Jared Cozart, a young starting pitcher, Brett Oberholzer, a young starting pitcher. And you look at these guys, a lot of these guys, they pan out to be number ones, number twos, number threes. They all pan out to be high-end pitchers. And that's not even going in deeper into their minor league system where you're going to find some really good pitchers down there who just aren't quite ready. So a lot of the season is going to depend on how quickly do these pitchers mature and are they able to get up to the major leagues, you know, all together. I mean, if you get two or three of them to just come up at once, that changes the whole dynamic of the team. So I feel like the strength lies in the minor league system, and that doesn't even go into Carlos Rodon, who's going to be the number one pick the Astros most likely will take in this upcoming draft, considered one of the best pitching prospects since Steven Strasburg. So you're looking at another guy who's almost major league ready right out of the draft.
We are so glad you're joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. We're having a wonderful weekend because we are breaking it all down for you with Major League Baseball with our good friend and our producer, Andy Pondillo, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. Andy, tell all of our listeners tonight across the nation where they can go and check out. You've got some stuff online too, correct?
I do, at climbingtowelshill.com, all one word. Do a podcast there, Blasting Off, where I talk a lot about these Astros topics you hear today. A little more in depth. We really break it down and try and figure out what this team has to do to try and get back on the map again.
Okay, so let's head up north. Let's go into Arlington. Let's talk about the Texas Rangers since we're focusing in right now on the AL West. And of course. You just think back, just some of the losses that they have had over the past couple of years. Well, you look at Josh Hamilton, Mike Napoli, and Michael Young last offseason. Where do you see them headed into 2014? Because they've already had some injuries.
Well, looking at their lineup right now, I can say that their lineup could be a top three offense in Major League Baseball, maybe even a number one offense. With that being said, the Rangers season is over before it's begun. There is no hope this year with the pitching injuries they've sustained. Four starting pitchers on the DL, not to mention Neftali Feliz coming off Tommy John surgery. He has not progressed like they wanted him to. He's sent to the minor leagues. Kobe Lewis out. Matt Harris out. Yu Darvish with this mysterious neck injury. He's out. And then Derek Holland, he's not going to be back till after midseason. Number one prospect Jurickson Profar out for more than half the season. You can handle injuries to your offense, but I have never heard of a team going down that many pitchers right in a row before the season starts. Martin Perez, the youngster, becomes their ace and probably opening day starter. They're going to have to score 8 runs a game to win early on in the season. People always say that, you know, if you could just hang around 500 and tread water, you can try and get back. But every game counts the same, and I just see the Rangers struggling mightily out of the gate. If you don't have starting pitching, you basically don't have anything in baseball. They're going to have to score a ton of runs until they get those pitchers back.
Well, Andy, you are exactly right. Of course, the Rangers last season, 91-72. And, you know, they have the reputation in the past as a team that has scored a ton of runs. Talk to some more about pitching and what we can anticipate there.
It's going to be tough for them. They lost Joe Nathan, so Joaquim Soria, who once was a great closer, now kind of a so-so closer. There's some question marks when you're looking at their middle relief. And then obviously the starting pitching, if Martin Perez is the best thing you've got to run out there right now, losing Yu Darvish is an absolute blow, and they don't really know how long he's going to be out, but it's a neck injury. And when you're talking neck injuries, the first guy that comes to mind is Peyton Manning. And, you know, neck isn't something like a muscle. It's not like a pulled hamstring. It's not like a pulled shoulder where there's this kind of timetable of rehab they try and work through. You know, the neck is involved with nerves, and that's very hard to figure out how long he's going to be out. So they're sending him to specialists. But that's the guy you can't rush back. And, you know, a lot of it goes into looking at someone like you who comes from Japan. The workload in those types of leagues, a lot of times you see them pitching, you know, every 3 or 4 days rest, maybe pitching closer to 300 innings. So when they do come to America, sometimes you get an older body than someone of the normal 26-year-old that you is.
Okay, we're going to continue breaking down the AL West, but first we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with much more at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.